Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest updates from the world of sports, gambling, and pop culture. Because you can't have a show without hot takes or a Tiger King meme these days. Know what I'm saying? Now, with over 200 episodes and ready to get after it again, here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
All right, folks, let's get into it. Sunday Night Football, Browns against Ravens. This is going to be really straightforward because it's yet another Lamar slate, and it's not a lot of value in terms of the plays on this game, to be perfectly honest with you here. Lamar Jackson, highest floor and ceiling amongst every player in this game. Just lock him in the captain. I've said this multiple times. Unless someone has a boom game and you need multiple touchdowns or like a Mark Andrews or Hollywood Brown, I just don't see anyone getting there outside of Nick Chubb running the ball. It just seems very hard. And the thing is, Kareem Hunt is back for the Browns, which is what makes this such a particularly dangerous slate for Nick Chubb, because we've seen this narrative before where Chubb does not get enough touches to be relevant in the game. I mean, it's an 11K price tag on DraftKings for Nick Chubb, whereas you could just play Lamar for 12 or play him in the captain. And obviously that's going to chew up most of your roster percentage. I will still have some Chubb lineups, but if I'm playing Chubb, then it's basically Chubb and then the kickers, because I do think Justin Tucker is going to be very popular, and deservedly so, because Tucker has also a decent floor in this game, because we should have a ton of field goals in this matchup. You got a banged up Marquise Brown. You know, he's 10-8 on DraftKings, 12-5 on FanDuel. You know, he's priced up. Mark Andrews is cheaper at 8,200, but not so much on FanDuel. He's 12K on FanDuel. So realistically, the play for me would be Hollywood Brown on FanDuel, but on DraftKings, I'm more inclined to take Mark Andrews if I'm not going in that Lamar Chubb build. Now, when you get to the bottom of some of these plays, I mean, there's just not that much value. I mean, Kareem Hunt, 7K. Latavius Murray is in at 3,600, which is the only value play I like. Because then you got Rashad Bateman at 6,400 on DraftKings, 8,500 on FanDuel. I want to see, I'll probably have some lineups with Bateman. But it's tough because, realistically, I can see him not really getting enough work in to pay off value. I could see this busting, to be perfectly honest. I'll have some Bateman lineups, but I'm not very confident in the play itself. Just being perfectly honest with you. Yeah, you could try to play him around in different spots, but I'm not that sold on it, just being strictly honest with you guys. And, of course, the wild card here is Baker Mayfield. How healthy is he? Honestly, I don't really consider Baker to be that much of a factor for this game. To me, I would rather just pay up for Chubb than play Baker and that bum shoulder. You know, I would rather just take the pass-catching options, whether it's Jarvis Landry at 7,800 or just play Chubb. on DraftKings. I just think they are far better values than just playing Baker, because, you know, it's just too, you have to play a script where Baker is throwing for a bunch of yards and has pass catchers to make the Baker run play work. I just think it's far more logical in terms of the game flow that Chubb is getting the bulk of the work with Kareem Hunt, and you get some sprinkles in of the Browns passing game, but not that much. I don't see Baker coming close to 250 yards passing, let alone 300 yards. That's just me. I don't see them moving the ball in that fashion. Yes, he'll have some third down conversions, but I don't think there's enough pass plays to get it done there. Now, could we see a big game? The only receiver that I'd be looking at, and I know I talked about Jarvis Landry, but the only way I could see the Baker play working is if Donovan Peoples-Jones at 5K on DraftKings and 8K on FanDuel, if he just takes one to the house and boosts Baker's passing stats in that fashion. And so for me, if I'm playing a Baker lineup, Donovan Peoples-Jones has to be in that lineup because he's the game-breaker speed guy. And the only guy, to be honest, in the Browns wide receiver core, now that Odell's gone, and Odell was actually catching a touchdown for the Rams earlier. But anyway, I just don't think the Browns have anyone capable outside of Donovan Peoples-Jones. He's been injured a bit, so he's back tonight. But that's the only game breaker with speed in the wide receiver core. Other than that, it's got to be Chubb or Hunt doing the damage for them. I just don't see it going any other way for the Browns to have separation in the passing game. It just doesn't work, in my opinion. So I'm going to keep, like I said, keeping it very simple. I'm playing very tight with Lamar Jackson. I'm going to play a lot of Justin Tucker in lineups. Make my choice on if I'm playing Jarvis Landry or Chubb. The reason why is Landry might get a ton of dump-off passes, but realistically, the floor is much higher for Nick Chubb, and I think Chubb has the significantly higher ceiling. So I plan to have quite a bit of Chubb tonight in my builds. So that's pretty much it. It's like you got to go cheap in other spots, but that's where you got to go with the kickers. The kickers are the value here. Chase McLaughlin for the Browns side, and obviously a lot of exposure to Justin Tucker. Oh, and I almost caught myself because I didn't even say give my pick for the winner. So Ravens favored by 3, and it's a 47 total. I think this game moves at a pretty decent clip. I expect the Ravens to win and cover. But I'm not entirely sold on this 47 number. I think we could very easily see a game where we're probably at like 24-17. And we don't actually hit the 47 number. You need a big explosive play in this game. And yeah, Lamar can do that anytime. I just don't see a ton of that happening for the Ravens unless Chubb has a huge night, or if it's Donovan Peoples-Jones. So again, I kind of lean more towards the under and Ravens win with the cover. So that's all for now. Let's get out of here and have a good one, folks.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all other major outlets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.